gave alternative facts to that.
The president's tweets stand for themselves.
You want to read it or you want me to do it? You're a professional announcer. Why don't you read it?
Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. Brought to you by Matt Keyser. I'm Joe Amditis. Let's get to it. It's Wednesday, November 29th, 2017. Welcome to Day 314. Donald Trump retweeted three anti-Muslim videos on Twitter, which were initially shared by a far-right British activist who has previously been charged in the UK with religious aggravated harassment. The New York Times, Washington Post, and CNN say the unverified videos posted by Jada Franson, the deputy leader of Britain First, depict purported Muslims committing acts of violence and were titled, "Muslim Immigrant Beats Up Dutch Boy on Crutches," "Muslim Destroys a Statue of Virgin Mary," and "Islamist Mob Pushes Teenage Boy Off Roof and Beats Him to Death." Theresa May, the British Prime Minister, said Trump was wrong to share the videos, while Sarah Huckabee Sanders defended the tweets as part of a conversation about the need for national security and military spending. CNN says Donald Trump Jr. agreed to meet with the House Intelligence Committee on December 6th. It's the first opportunity for lawmakers to question Trump's son over his contacts with Russians during the campaign, including the June 2016 meeting at Trump Tower between campaign officials and Russian operatives promising dirt on Hillary Clinton. The Office of Special Counsel opened a case file into whether Kellyanne Conway violated the Hatch Act when she made comments about Doug Jones, the Democrat running against Republican Roy Moore in the December 12th special election for the Alabama U.S. Senate seat. The Hill says the Hatch Act prohibits federal employees from using their offices to campaign for or against political candidates. During an appearance on Fox News last week, Conway called Jones, quote, "weak on borders and weak on crime." Reuters and the Washington Post are reporting that North Korea claimed its successful ICBM test yesterday was a breakthrough that puts the U.S. mainland within range of its weapons. North Korea said the new Hwasong-15 missile reached an altitude of about 2,700 miles, more than 10 times the height of the International Space Station, and flew 590 miles during its 53-minute flight. The New York Times says Trump still questions the authenticity of Obama's birth certificate and continues to promote the conspiracy theory in closed-door meetings. Advisors say Trump also harbors a handful of other theories, including one that widespread voter fraud cost him the popular vote, and another that the voice on the Access Hollywood tape wasn't his. Trump's friends do not deny that he has an alternative version of events. Meanwhile, the Washington Post says Trump also believes that Robert Mueller's investigation will exonerate him by the end of the year. Trump has told friends that, quote, "this investigation's going to be over with pretty soon, and the White House has little to fear because his brilliant lawyer, Ty Cobb, said so." Mueller has indicted Paul Manafort and a former Manafort associate, Richard Gates, on money laundering charges. George Papadopoulos, a former Trump campaign advisor, pleaded guilty to lying to the FBI, and Michael Flynn is no longer communicating with Trump's legal team, suggesting that Flynn may be preparing to cooperate with Mueller's investigation. And now to the polls. NBC News says 71% of millennials want a third political party, saying Republicans and Democrats are doing a poor job of representing America. 63% of millennials disapprove of the way Trump is handling the job, and 65% believe the country is on the wrong track overall. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines, brought to you by Matt Keyser. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditis.